Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and best friend, Sheeta Crawford. And remember that all of our radio programs and newsletters are archived on shofarministries.net.
Yes, they are. A vast amount of knowledge that takes you a little deeper in knowing God. And then we anticipate you will share your knowledge with others.
Because that's what it's all about.
It sure is. In fact, God emphatically says in his word that he desires the knowledge of God over any sacrifices made to him. And you can read that in Hosea 6:6.
Oh, that on that wonderful note, let's bow our hearts in prayer.
Let's do.
Oh, great and merciful Father God, we do desire to know more about you, for you are worthy above all else, because in and of ourselves we are nothing without you. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. We beseech your continuing guidance in this dark world. Because of your light in us, we are a beacon to the lost. May we always be ready to bring forth the gospel at a moment's notice. We pray for the healings of those listening right now, and even more urgent than our own infirmities, we lift to your throne the salvation of our loved ones. May the power of your Holy Spirit anoint us, and may you be blessed with tonight's message. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, tomorrow is March already, and we have already seen some very spring-like days.
Yeah, I hope it continues. I was almost going to go golfing last week.
Right. And when we see the winter season changing, we know the spring feasts are right around the corner.
But first, on March 9th, comes a lesser feast called Purim.
And, unfortunately, we are also expecting something else. And that is the George Soros-funded protest movement, who are now in training, manual and all, which they are calling the American Spring.
But he's an evil man. You mean like the Arab Spring a few years ago?
Yes, which caused major chaos and a few government takeovers. Many inner cities will be affected, maybe even Cleveland. So be sure to pray for protection in your community.
What's happening with the new travel ban executive order?
Well, we should hear about that tonight, I'm thinking, but it's taking a very long time. Meanwhile, refugees naturally have stepped up their game plan, and over 3,000 new illegal immigrants have been let in since the liberal lower court overruled President Trump's refugee ban.
Do you think there was any way President Trump or maybe his advisors knew this influx could happen?
You know, nothing is beyond my thoughts anymore. Sure, he even said that it would happen, so why didn't anyone tell him that the executive order was ill-written? Or was it part of a sinister plan of the shadow government as a way to speed up the refugee invasion? It worked. We know there is a shadow cabal at work inside the government that really calls the shots. And if by now you don't believe that, nah, you're pretty naive.
Yeah, I do remember candidate Trump walking out from behind the shadows at the Republican convention.
Yes, that was a real eye-opener, but most who live in la-la land just paid no attention to that. Except for people like us that are really looking for those things. So, yes, this could be part of a planned event because they sure are taking their good old time fixing that executive order, which should have only taken a few hours. All they have to do is exclude the green card holders and those with visas from the ban. So, yeah, I suspect the elite globalists has had a hand in this. And never forget, you don't get up the political ladder ever unless the hidden hand says you're okay and has the goods on you, which then they, of course, later use to do what they call blackmail. So that is exactly why we sometimes see who we think are like really good politicians end up doing bad and questionable things, which is very perplexing.
They are being blackmailed.
Most likely.
And remember, Donald Trump's name was on the airplane Lolita Log Records.
That's right. We've talked about that before. Its owner, Jeff Epstein, was actually convicted for having sex with minors. The average age was around 13 on numerous counts, but received a real sweet plea deal of only 1 year when he should have gotten decades. Oh, and guess who was the prosecutor who made the sweet deal with Jeff's attorney, who was Alan Dershowitz, who, by the way, was also on the plane numerous times going to his private island. They actually named Orgy Island.
Okay, so who was the prosecuting attorney?
Well, his name is Alexander Acosta, another Harvard man. And guess what? Trump just named him his labor secretary.
That really smells.
Yeah, I'm afraid it does. Anyhow, President Trump will be addressing Congress tonight at 9 p.m. in what is supposed to be serious, with no media bashing or his talking of how he won the electoral vote or how many people turned out at his last rally, but real and significant on-the-table plans.
So we'll be watching that.
And we are still waiting for the votes on a few of President Trump's nominations, as in the far-right David Friedman for U.S. ambassador to Israel.
Yeah, you know, most people say that'll happen.
Right, and after his approval, we should begin to hear some news about possible peace negotiations. And as we said last week, the Palestinians will have some coercion this time from the moderate Arab nations who are being pretty friendly to Netanyahu lately. And, of course, we'll stay on top of all that for sure.
Yeah, well, because that's a major key in the end time scenario.
Actually, number one for our timeline.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Speaking of timelines, we had a comment with a question about the summary given at the end of last week's program on the events from the rapture till the millennial kingdom, which is, by the way, up on our webpage. The comment was that it was good to hear it put together like that, but the question was, what did we think about how all those left behind would address the many missing persons? So we will answer that question right after you tell our newer listeners how they too can send in their end time questions.
Okay. All right, then. You can send your end times question by email to Sheila at shofarministry.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are still very much needed and greatly appreciated, which will automatically add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministry.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
You know, I have to just take a minute here and honestly tell you that without just even a little basic knowledge of your spiritual Jewish heritage, you'll never be able to correctly connect all the dots to eschatology. It's just impossible. You know, I hear so many of these new YouTube Bible teachers getting it so wrong just because they are missing some key points that only your Jewish roots can piece it all together for you. Now, by the way, this does not in any way mean to get legalistic and end up thinking you must do the law. Just the opposite. It's only to understand what they did and why they did it and how Jesus fulfilled it. And if he fulfilled them, he's going to continue fulfilling. And, you know, and get to know their customs and their idioms and the expressions that they used. And, of course, that's what we do on this program. So we thank you for listening, and we truly love your comments.
Yeah, keep them coming. And this Friday, Shofar Assembly gathers together for a timely Bible study and a great lesson on Israel and the coming covenant of Daniel 9:27. And this is at Chester Christian Center at 11815 Chillicothe Road in Chesterland, Ohio.
And we might just have some Hamannstadtchen, since Purim is next week on Thursday.
Oh, those three-corner cookies that look like a Persian hat.
That's right. So, anyway, let's now answer that question. What do we think about how those left behind after the rapture would explain all the missing persons? Okay, well, one of two ways. First, and this is what some New Agers are channeling, and I read this years ago in a New Age magazine called Sedona, that God will be taking the anti-environmentalists to another planet where he can deal with them there because they are hindering our green earth.
Yeah, that's a little twist of the truth. It is another place, only the planet's called heaven.
That's right, amen. But those of us that don't agree with the carbon emissions theory being the reason for climate change, which is really just the sun getting hotter and things like that, what is revealing here in their channeling or messages from evil angelic beings is to see Satan preparing people with answers because he must know that we're leaving. He just doesn't know when or for sure when anyway.
Okay. Tell the second reason because this is the more popular idea.
It is. And it's that UFOs have abducted us.
Why is that more believable than the other reason that seemed more plausible to me?
I know. Well, it's because of all the sightings and abduction stories. Very demonic. And some are just fake holograms of little gray men showing up out of nowhere.
Talk about deception.
It kind of started with the movie E.T. Do you remember that? How we cried. I just loved that movie. But the Hollywood elites want us to believe there is life on other planets. And most are friendly because, from what I have been able to gather, the elite cabal globalists are planning a fake alien invasion using holograms and round spaceships that NASA has been making for just the right time.
That's hard to believe.
I know, especially if you are just looking at flesh and blood and not focusing on the power behind it all.
Yeah, I know. Ephesians 6.
You're right. Anyway, many people have seen spaceships, which are, I believe, man-made. And there is at least one that our government is keeping right now in Area 51 in Nevada. And lately, NASA even admits it has been making saucers for years to use in outer space.
So if you see one, they are not aliens from another planet.
Right.
So what you just said, and I know you have done some research and listened to many expert ex-military men who say at some point the puppet masters are planning a false flag encounter of alien beings using spacecraft and holograms to then manipulate and control us.
I know. I pray we are not here for that. But that is what they say could very well happen. And when millions of people disappear, that's a great way to introduce it. And so they're preparing the masses right now to believe it. And they're going to take advantage of the situation to fool everyone left because deception will be at its highest.
So how does this...
Yeah.
So how does the Antichrist fit into this scenario?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Well, and you don't have to all agree with me, but I believe from my studies that it's a pope from Rome who simply says he's been sent here at this time now. He'll say, well, I've just been sent here to wait for the proper time to announce his godhood and kingship, and he will be able to do miracles and use holograms to assist him in all that. Remember, the enemy will have much more power after our light is gone. Right now, we are restraining all this from happening.
So glad we're leaving.
Amen to that. Anyhow, I'm not claiming to be an expert at all in this UFO stuff. So actually do your own homework if this interests you. But know that you do have power over any creature that might show up in your bedroom. although I don't believe they bother the real born-again Bible reading Christians, at least from the testimonies that I've listened to.
Right. In fact, after a demonic encounter, many do seek Jesus, get saved, and are never bothered again.
That's what I hear. So, what's happening can be a combination of demonic activity helped along by some evil people that are Satanists or Luciferians.
Oh, yes, and why don't you share that story about President Eisenhower from back in the 50s after the Roswell incident?
I thought you'd never ask.
I wasn't going to.
Anyway, he apparently went to Area 51 to investigate all the commotion going on during that time and was told they made a deal with some evil entities that they would give them the technology to make the saucers if they would keep quiet about any abductions that go on. And this is what I'm told. Now that sounds absurd, I know. But fallen angels have helped man before with technology, according to Enoch's writings and others. And the Bible does say in Genesis 6:4 that there were giants in those days, and also after that, meaning the flood. And sure enough, years later, the Hebrews saw them as giants in Canaan, and David did slay Goliath.
And he had brothers.
That's right. So, maybe they are here now, and in fact, let me tell you this story. Some military men saw a very large giant coming out of a cave in Afghanistan that actually put a sword through one of the men, and then the others were able to shoot the giant in the head and killed it.
Yeah, but then it was all hushed up.
Yes, but now it's come out. And you can actually find it on the internet. In fact, WorldNet Daily, which is a solid newspaper, did a story on it. And also, it's in the Watchers series by L.A. Marzulli and Steve Quayle. By the way, they transported the giant to somewhere in the United States for extensive testing. And it tells all about that and how they did it. It's quite amazing. So, we are getting a little preview of just how bad it's going to be during the tribulation, you know, like foreshadows. Evil will excel full throttle, especially when our light is gone from the earth, because we are restraining it.
Well, if they are here now, they wouldn't simply stop being evil, and Scripture
right.
says evil will increase, not decrease.
I know, right?
Okay, I guess we'll talk about Purina next week.
We have a few minutes.
But in our remaining few minutes, just summarize the main story in the book of Esther and why they remember it yearly.
I can do that. First of all, there are seven major feasts, all written in Leviticus 23, that Jesus will literally fulfill, which is why you need to know some Hebraic roots. And in fact, he's already fulfilled the first four spring feasts with his first coming and will fulfill the last three with his second coming. And then there are these two little extra ones called, and in fact are, the miracles of Hanukkah and Purim. Both are remembered because, like Pharaoh in the Exodus, it's all about defeating a major enemy. In the case of Purim, it's Haman. And Hanukkah, it was Antiochus Epiphanes. You know, and even Pharaoh, they're all prototypes of the Antichrist. As are a few others down through history, you know, like Napoleon, Hitler, you know, they are prototypes. The evil powers behind the men have always wanted to rid the world of Jews, of Israel, so to thwart the plan of God. Remember Herod tried to get rid of Jesus as a baby? For Satan, in his thinking, he thinks that if he could get rid of all the Jewish people, that he could outsmart God and thereby rule the world. That's really it in a nutshell. Anyhow, Purim is all detailed in the Book of Esther, which you need to reread with your children or grandchildren this week. And we will be discussing not just the main story, but some amazing hidden coding under the surface of the text. But basically, the story unfolds with the king of Persia getting very mad because his wife, the queen, Vashti, refused to attend his lavish party to show her off. She just didn't want to do it. So he got mad and he decided he was going to get himself a new wife. Well, it turns out that Esther, who was actually an unknown Jew in the empire, decided to give it a try and ended up was picked, for she was very beautiful. And of course, I'm sure God had a lot to do with it. But this man, this Haman, who was a wicked servant of high ranking to the king, and this is important, for he was a descendant of Agag, also from the wicked line of Esau, who King Saul was commanded by God to have killed all the line of Agag because they had the wicked seed. Well, he didn't. And Haman is a result from that wicked seed and was promoted to a very high position in the palace where now the people were expected to bow down to him. But one would not. Esther's older cousin, Mordecai, who had actually raised her and was the one who encouraged her to try out for the king's hand in marriage. But Mordecai would not bow to Haman. And that, of course, infuriated Haman, and he decided to make plans to annihilate Mordecai and, in fact, all the Jews in a battle, because he hated them all. Now, Esther found out about this Haman's plan, so she arranged a couple of banquets where Haman was exposed and was soon hung on the same gallows that he had built for Mordecai. And that date, by the way, was Nisan 17. So the enemy was destroyed on the same anniversary date that later on Jesus would raise from the dead, destroying another enemy. Well, at least somewhat. His destruction is coming to an end. But that's just amazing to look at the dates. And then there was this battle that they were supposed to fight, and it was previously arranged. And so the king couldn't rescind his ruling because he had proclaimed it. But the king did give the Jews ample weapons for defense. And instead of being defeated in battle, they actually won. So the Jews were spared and Satan lost again. Now that's just a short snippet, but it's a great historical story full of intrigue, and many Esther plays have been performed and even a few movies. We'll do more on this next week. But let me ask you, who are you following? There's only two choices. God or Satan. Let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for our president. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. And if you don't know Jesus, oh my, you are making a huge mistake. Get on your knees right now before it's too late. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.